One of the great truths of our Christian faith is the fact that we have, through new birth, through faith in Jesus Christ, become what God considers us to be His very own children, His sons and daughters. I love what it says in John chapter 1, verse 12, where we read these great words, "To all who received Him, Jesus Christ, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God." Just imagine that. You know, when we think about ourselves, how do we view ourselves? What's our primary identity as men and women, as young people who are following after Jesus Christ? Is our primary identity one of a negative attitude toward ourselves? Do we look at ourselves with despair or even sometimes with disgust for the things that we do? Or have we, because of our relationship with Jesus Christ, come to recognize that God looks at us as His very own dearly loved children? Of course we do things wrong. Of course we disappoint our Father in heaven from time to time and way too often, I know from my own personal experience. But the reality is that God looks at us through the eyes of love. He cares for us as His very own children. He thinks of you as a son or a daughter, one He loves, one He cares for. And that's because we have received Jesus Christ. This verse is so helpful to us in understanding what faith is all about. It talks about believing in the name of Jesus Christ is equivalent to receiving Him as our Savior. And to receive something means that God has given us a gift, and we receive that gift by faith. When you ask Christ into your life, you are receiving that gift. And if you haven't yet asked Christ to come into your life, this would be a great opportunity for you just to pause in your heart and say, "Lord Jesus, I believe. Come into my life. Make me a child of God." And He does that in that very moment, that very instant of faith. He makes us His children, and He cares for us and loves us. So I hope as you go through the day, you'll think of yourself as a dearly loved child of God. Thanks for joining me for this pastoral visit.